Summer is wedding season, and weddings mean big fancy cakes. Or they used to. The traditional wedding cake is still a thing, but these days you'll find all kinds of confections taking center stage. Is the cake losing its status as dessert royalty? And if so, who is the competition? We'll tell you who. It's pie. Fruit pies, cream pies, chocolate and pecan pies. I'm Gina Kaufman. Today on Central Standard, the food critics recommend the best pies and cakes in town, and everyone is invited to a public debate. It's pie versus cake right after this news. This is the sound of Cafe Europa's giant 4-foot-tall mixer. It's where they blend heaps of butter and sugar together to make a creamy batch of frosting. Picture several bowling balls worth of frosting. Later today, this rich white glaze will top their famous lemon cake. Not candy yellow like some out there, it's a subtle ivory. This frosting will also make its way onto strawberry cakes, displayed on a cake stand at the restaurant bar. But Europa is not just a cake place. They also sell pie. Today they're offering fried rhubarb pie. They roll out the crust every morning, sometimes with a motorized rolling pin and sometimes the old-fashioned way, with a wooden pin. Cafe Europa has to satisfy two basic kinds of people, cake people and pie people. I'm Gina Kaufman, and today on Central Standard, we debate the pros and cons of these great desserts. Nay, institutions. But first, what do the people say?
That is one of the toughest questions I've ever had, but I think at this time of the year, I am going to say pie also, because I'm a huge fresh fruit, yummy kind of person.
It's cake all the way, all right? And the reason is because icing. Cake is simply a vehicle for icing to get inside the body because it's yummy and delicious, especially if it has cream cheese.
In general, I say I like pie better because it seems like you can have a lot more seasonal things in it. Like you can have whole fruits, you can have whole like vegetables in different pies, and it just seems like it's a little bit more descriptive of like what season you're in.
Absolutely pie because it's richer and I love the crust.
It's our choice. Actually, I'm a cookie person.
Hey, cookie person, let's not make this any more complicated than it needs to be. The question is pie or cake? I'm Gina Kaufman. Our food critics will be joining us shortly with recommendations for both kinds of dessert. But first, does Kansas City have a preference? We need to know. And we've got some experts in the house to launch that debate. Representing cake, I'd like to introduce Natasha Gellner of Natasha's Mulberry and Mott. Hi, Natasha.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
Here to extol the virtues of pie is Rachel Chordash of Luca Bakery. Welcome to Central Standard, Rachel.
Thank you so much.
To defend your position in the cake versus pie debate, call 816-235-2888, but don't just say which one you prefer. You have to explain why, and we'll need you to tell us where you like to go for your dessert of choice. Rachel Chordash, let's start with you. Give me your opening remarks on behalf of pie.
You know, I am really pro-pie. I've been a lover of pie since I was a young child, ask for it every year on my birthday, especially key lime pie. But I think what I love about it the most is that it's so vibrant in flavor. You really taste whatever kind of pie it is, if it's cherry or apple or chocolate. Whereas with a cake, those are sort of muted by lots of flour and sugar that just kind of covers up those flavors. And the most...
So are you saying that cake tastes like cake?
Yes, cake tastes like cake. I think so. And, you know, as you stated earlier, or as one of the people talking did, cake is sort of a vehicle for icing. And I'm not that big of an icing fan. It takes a special icing.
Any other crucial points that you need to make that are sort of at the core of your pie love before we move on to our next position?
I think I really have to extol the virtues of moisture. Cake can be so dry, and I have never in my life had a dry pie. I'm not quite sure how you would manage to do that.
Okay. Natasha Gellner, make the case for cake.
Well, I think that, first of all, cakes are extremely beautiful. They're perfect for every single occasion. And I think that when people think of their birthday or their wedding or their anniversary or any, I mean, graduation, all of it, you think, okay, we got to get this person a cake. Baby showers, bridal showers. And
so cake is a ritual.
Yeah, it's a tradition. And I don't really think you can get rid of a tradition like that. You can always bring pie in, but I do think that cake is something that's going to be around for a very long time. And unfortunately, there are some dry cakes out there, but they're not really supposed to be that way. You can run into a dry cake just like you can run into a burnt pie or just a pie that's not very good. So I think if you're getting a dry cake, it's time to find it elsewhere. But I do think that cakes are really, really good, and they can be just as seasonal as pies can be. You can fill them with seasonal fruit. You could even make a pumpkin cake for the fall or a sweet potato cake, and you can be just as seasonal with cakes as you can with pies.
I'm hearing some great pro-pie sentiment. Great pro-cake sentiment, but I have not heard much anti-pie vitriol from you, which is kind, but do you have any?
Yes, of course I do. Pie is something that I think people think of pie as something that they eat in the summer. And let's not forget that pie usually is brown. You can't do as many things with pie as you can with cake. You can turn any dessert that you love into a cake. Anything.
So, Rachel, how would you respond to this objection to pie that it is consistently brown?
Well, I would say that pie is a more honest and pure dessert. That's one of the things that I love about it, that you can sort of dress up a cake and make it look wonderful and be three bites in and realize that it's really not that great. It just has a bunch of flowers all over it, which we do eat with our eyes. But when I bite into something, I want it to taste like what I wanted. I don't want to waste my calories on something that's just pretty and not wonderful.
Ooh, okay. So we're getting into an aesthetics versus substance debate.
Well, I also think there are just as many bad pies out there as there are bad cakes, because I can recall a few pies that I have eaten that taste like they are from one of those nasty cans that you get at the grocery store, and they're kind of gloppy and goopy and a little slimy, and I don't really know where that fruit comes from or how old it is.
See, now that is interesting, because a lot of the pie supporters have been talking about the freshness of ingredients, but I hear you saying that that is not always what you get.
It's not always what you get. Unfortunately, it's not. And I have seen some bright fluorescent green key lime pies out there also.
I think that it is just as easy to go to the store and get an old stale cake mix as it is to get a can of pie filling. So freshness is important in dessert. Let's just put that out there.
Yes.
For either one.
Now, we're touching on this already. Obviously, not all pies are created equal, and the same goes for cakes. So let's be sure we're pitting good pies against good cakes. Let's define those terms. A good pie is what?
A good pie is one that has a flaky crust. No matter what kind of crust it is, you want the crust to taste, I believe, mainly of butter and other pure and wonderful ingredients. You want it to...
So you're not a shortening person.
Not a shortening person. I'm going to come out against shortening. I also think that it's one that has a nice texture that's not completely mushy or gloppy. It stands up when you cut it. Contains fresh ingredients that taste strongly of what they are.
Okay, and a good cake is what?
A good cake should not be dry. It should have multiple layers in it. If we're talking about the cake you slice for a birthday cake, I know there are other sheet cakes out there, but I'm talking about a really, really great cake. It should have layers in it. The frosting should not be grainy, and there shouldn't be too much of it. And the filling, it should basically taste like it was just made, and it should taste like butter. And I also do not, I don't believe in margarine or shortening either.
Okay, so we are having a frightening amount of agreement, in fact, about what makes a good pie and what makes a good cake. The pie versus cake debate has already been swirling on KCUR's Facebook page for a couple of days, and I'd like each of my dessert defenders to address the cases our listeners have been making. We've heard that pie offers more seasonal variety because of the opportunity for fresh fillings, and Natasha, we've already heard you counter that a bit, but go into some detail in your defense that it sounds like you've said cake can also accommodate
cake
seasonal fresh fillings.
Cake can also have seasonal fruit fillings inside of them. You can put blueberries. You can anything that you put inside of a pie, you can put inside of a cake. So you could have a cake with blueberry filling or peach filling or strawberry or anything like that. Cake is just as seasonal as pie is.
Now, some people are really grossed out by cake's frosting. Others love frosting.
Well,
I'm going to just one other thing. Some love crust when it comes to pie. Others wonder who needs crust? Why bother with crust? So I'm interested in the idea that pie versus cake may ultimately be crust versus filling. I want you each to defend your own substance of contention.
Is it crust versus filling or crust versus frosting?
I think for the layperson, these things might be more similar than we'd care to acknowledge.
Well, they're really not. Filling is completely different. And for those people who do not like frosting, there is such a thing as a naked cake. There isn't any frosting on it at all.
What do you think about the naked cake?
I like naked cakes. I think they're cool. I think they're pretty. And I think they taste really good.
But I would argue that I think most people who argue cake, it's because of the frosting. And many people, that's really what they want from the cake. So if you're talking about cake, I think for most people, you have to talk about it with frosting. Similarly, we talked about filling. You can put filling in a cake. However, I think when most people think about cake and pie, they're really, when they think about a filling, they're thinking about a pie.
Do we care about what most people think?
Me?
Yeah.
No. No, I'm sorry. I do. But I think that cake has a lot more options than pie does. A lot more. You can have cake without frosting. You can have cake without filling. You can have cake that's just cake that you just doesn't have frosting or filling on it at all. Cake has there's a lot of different options when it comes to cake. So cake can be for everyone.
What do you think of crust, Natasha?
Crust on a pie?
On a pie.
You know, I think that you don't have as many options. So if you don't really like pie crust, you're only left with a couple of other things to choose from. And like I said, a lot of the time it's either burned or underdone, and it's brown.
So is a chocolate cake, I need to point out.
But that's chocolate. It doesn't look like a dough that's been a little bit overbaked.
I would put out there that I think pie is just, if not more versatile than cake. Pie can be baked. It can be big. It can be small. It can be a hand pie. It can be fried. It can be a savory pie. You can make a crust out of cookies. You can make a short crust. You can have a lattice top. You can have meringue. You can top it with mashed potatoes. You can do all kinds of things with
mashed
pie.
Mashed potatoes?
This would be a savory pie, but there are many savory pies that, you know, that have something like mashed potatoes or sweet potatoes or some kind of savory topping. You can use a puff pastry for a pie. There are so many different ways to go. And you can even make a pie without a tin. You can make a free-form pie. And I have never been able to master. Maybe it's my shortcomings, but I just can't make a free-form cake. It won't work.
Can you make a pie on a stick like you can a cake? I'm just saying.
I think you can make a hand pie on a stick. Sure you can. Or a little crostata. Absolutely. You can put that in there.
The blog Hyperbole and a Half addressed this very question of pie versus cake and came down on the side of pie. One of the funnier reasons was that if you measure the enjoyment of a bite as compared to how many bites in you are, the argument that the blog makes is that cake kind of peaks early.
I have never really heard that. I'm not real sure what to say about that. I think somebody's talking about a cake that just isn't very good.
Would that be a too sweet cake?
Maybe too sweet. I think so. I think a lot of cakes are too sweet. Cakes that have a lot of shortening and too much sugar in them can be way too sweet and have too much frosting also.
Rachel, are you able to acknowledge maybe a common shortcoming of a not very good pie? We've just heard Natasha acknowledging that a lot of cakes, not a good one, but a lot of cakes are too sweet.
I would think that a common shortcoming would be sort of a gloppy texture that you might get from something like a canned filling that doesn't taste very fresh. I think that would be the most common.
From a baker's standpoint, you guys are both professionals, but for the amateur in a home kitchen, which is easier to bake and more likely to turn out okay, pie or cake?
If we're talking all the way from scratch, either one. I really think that pie is a lot easier than people think it is, and it's really easy for a home cook to turn out a pie. I've taught a lot of people how to make pie, and they're shocked how easy they can whip one up at home.
What are the basic steps, and how do they need to be timed with respect to one another and to the eating of said pie?
You know, first you need to make a crust, and you do need a few minutes to put that in the refrigerator, but that can always be done ahead if you want to work ahead, and I know many people who have a busy schedule and need to do that. And then you need to put together a filling, and something simple like a fruit pie, let's say a blueberry pie that you don't even have to cut, you just stir it together in a bowl and dump it in, put the whole thing in the oven, and there you go.
Natasha?
I would say cake. Choose a cake that does not need an electric mixer. I know a lot of people don't have electric mixers. Choose a carrot cake or a hummingbird cake, and you stir it by hand in a bowl. You don't have to worry about rolling out any dough. You just pour it into a pan and bake it. And then you can whip up your frosting and spread it on there. It doesn't have to be beautiful. People don't really expect a home baker to frost a cake beautifully.
You know, we've got a tweet from a listener who named Nathan, who would like to know whether cheesecake is a cake or a pie. And I think that's an interesting question. It is called cake, but it does have a crust.
Yeah, you know, actually, I went on the internet last night with that question myself, because I have always believed that it's a pie. And I think that there's a lot of evidence to support that it's more of a custard pie with the crust and the egg and dairy based together, that it would be a custard type pie.
I think it's a cake. I think if you bake it in a cake pan, it's a cake.
We're not coming to a lot of agreement today, but in the spirit of reconciliation, we also had someone tell us on Facebook that coffee is the great equalizer. Do you agree that pie and cake are delicious with a cup of coffee?
I think everything's good with coffee. So, yes.
Rachel.
Yeah, you know, as a new mother, coffee is vital to my life. So definitely anything is good with coffee. And also, in the spirit of reconciliation, there is apparently some kind of monstrosity that combines pie and cake together. So that's always an option, sort of a turducken of cake pie.
I don't understand how that would work.
I believe, and I've never made one myself, but I believe if you bake some pies, you can then encase them in cake and bake that all together and make sort of a cake pie hybrid.
Rachel Chordash, what's your favorite slice of pie to pair with a cup of coffee?
You know, that is a great question. I am going to say with a cup of coffee, I'll go with a cherry pie. I think the tartness is really nice with a bitter coffee.
And Natasha Gellner, what kind of cake do you like with your coffee?
Chocolate.
Chocolate cake and coffee.
Flourless chocolate cake with coffee.
Thank you both for launching this pie and cake debate. Rachel Chordash, representing Team Pie, joining us from Luca Bakery, thank you.
Thank you.
And Natasha Gellner, the Natasha of Natasha's Mulberry and Mott, thank you.
Thank you.
When we return, the food critics take over. I'm Gina Kaufman. Stay with us. We're back. I'm Gina Kaufman, and the food critics are here to recommend the best pies and cakes in town. Call 816-235-2888 to tell us two things: which you like better, pie or cake, and where you like to go for your dessert of choice. 816-235-2888. Bon Juing Lee, also known as the Ulterior Epicure, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Mary Block of Around the Block, thanks for being here.
Hi, Gina.
And Jenny Vergara, contributing editor at Feast Magazine. Hello.
Good morning.
So in order to proceed without any unacknowledged bias, because that would be terrible, let's just lay it all out. Bondring, are you a pie person or a cake person?
You know, I'm with Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake, I'll take pie.
Hmm.
Absolutely.
Mary?
Definitely pie.
Jenny?
Yeah, I'm going to round it out. Pie for sure.
Oh my goodness. Well, shoot, you guys. We are a really biased crew because I'll admit I'm a pie person. And I think it's only fair to say, but I do think my pie preference is based on a feeling that most cake is not good cake. Good cake can hold its own, you know? So does anyone here have a recommendation for really fantastic cake?
Yes. Actually.
Who's going to go first? Yes, yes.
Yeah. I really, and this is, the cakes at Andre's, they are of an older European, sort of Austrian / Swiss type of a cake that is perhaps, if I were to be really honest, more buttercream than actually cake. And I'm actually not one who likes buttercream, which is part of the reason why I don't really like cake. I don't really
like
frosting.
What is buttercream?
So buttercream is basically butter whipped with confectioner sugar and sometimes with coloring or ingredients like, you know, you can put coffee, you know, espresso into it to make a coffee buttercream or so it's but these cakes at Andre's, what I really like about them is that if you let them set out, I think a lot of people eat cake when it's colder or the buttercream is stiff and then it gets kind of chalky. I hate that. But if you let it sit out and it becomes a sort of smooth, creamy.
That's actually a fabulous tip. I mean, it really is, because how many times have you eaten a cake that's just dry? And but if you let it sit out and it comes to room temp and the frosting comes to room temp, that's an excellent tip.
Yeah.
So you're recommending the cakes at Andre's. That's in the South Plaza area.
That's right. And I think do they still have the location out in Leawood?
I believe they do.
But they have, yeah, it's their buttercream layer cakes. I don't know how many different cakes they have, but they have these buttercream layer cakes. And they're pretty short, but they're dense and they're rich.
Mary, can you give a cake recommendation?
If forced, I can. I really do not eat regular cake. When I was growing up, I never had birthday cake. I always had ice cream cake. But I do like carrot cake, which I don't consider to be of the same milk as the chocolate vanilla or whatever.
What sets carrot cake apart? Carrots?
Maybe it's just got there's something to it. You know, there are different flavors going on. And the mini, some people would call them cupcakes, but the mini cakes at Cafe Europa, I think, are fabulous. And they've got icing in the middle, so it's not just a typical cupcake with the icing on top. And those carrot cakes are really good.
So you've got the layers.
Exactly.
Jenny?
So along the lines of birthday cake, I would have to give a shout out to Craig Adcock and Jude's Rum Cake. For the last many, many years, I have ordered a Jude's Rum Cake and had that as my birthday cake because, you know, for me, the sweet spot in terms of cake, I think, falls somewhere between like a citrus cake, like a lemon cake, and then something that's more kind of butterscotch or caramel. And for me, that buttery rum cake that he makes with the little pecans, that's my jam.
What is Jude's Rum Cake? I mean, and who is this Craig Adcock?
Craig is kind of a character, a man about town for sure. He has Table Ocho, which he does some dinners basically for friends and family that come to pay him to do it. He also does catering. He has a barbecue company that does a lot of catering. But Jude's Rum Cake is just kind of an offshoot business, and Jude is his mom. Or mother-in-law, I think it is. Mother-in-law is the story. And this was basically her recipe that he tweaked to make these cakes. And now he ships them all over the world. He has a commercial kitchen and is doing quite well with them.
But he has no storefront, right? You have to order
right.
them. Yeah,
it's okay. All online.
Yeah.
But he's local?
He is local.
Yes.
And you can find those cakes on the dessert menu of a lot of restaurants in town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Okay. Well, I've never heard of this before. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. Let's talk to James in Kansas City, Missouri. He called 816-235-2888. Good morning, James.
Yes, a fabulous subject. Now, I'm going to have to come down on the sides of both. You think I was a politician.
Yeah, you're reaching across the aisle.
Yes, the hummingbird cake at UC Tomato, and they cut fresh pineapple, and it's a layered cake, and it's an old-fashioned Southern, I guess, and they use a cream cheese frosting. And I have to watch my blood sugar, but when I have a piece of that, it doesn't fluctuate that much. It's really good. And then they're noted for their pies at UC Tomato, 2801 Holmes. But I really love their peach cake, and I did not have a peach pie till I was an adult. And it's not overly sweet. It's just delicious, and I get it with a scoop of homemade ice cream, and I think I've died and gone to heaven. But, yeah, I feel a lot of places can have good pies. But cakes can be rather dry, and I haven't found a dry cake at UC Tomato.
Okay, so James is recommending You Say Tomato for both pie and cake. He's not quite willing to make the call on which his favorite is, which I would urge our callers to pick a side, but whatever. We accept this. You Say Tomato is the recommendation. And Jenny, I believe you are also going to recommend You Say Tomato.
Yeah, I have a You Say Tomato recommendation for their one of their pies. I don't know if we're ready to talk about pie.
Sure.
Butterscotch pie. I mean, it's just, I love their butterscotch pie. And like I said, it's that whole caramel thing for me. It's just, it really hits my sweet spot. And it's a darling place anyway. And they've really been known since the day they opened for their fantastic pies. And I think they've had some, you know, pastry chefs that have kind of come and gone and moved through their kitchen. But still, it really still is a fantastic place for me to get and I'll have to try the hummingbird cake. I've always wanted to try it. And so now that I know it's there, I'll go get it.
So we have dipped into cake a little bit, and cake's still, you know, it's still a topic. It's still open out there. But let's dip into pie a little bit, too. What is it that distinguishes a good pie from an average pie?
The crust.
Yes.
It's got to be, you know, moist and tender. Often they're really dry.
Now, see, here's the thing about crust for me. And I would agree. For me, it's the crust. But for me, if it's a fruit pie, I want the pie crust to be more like what you're describing, more moist, mm-hmm. somewhat flaky, but more moist, a little more blonde. Mm-hmm. And I also like more blonde, moist crusts with like things like pecan pie.
What about level of sweetness of crust? I have feelings about this. I'll try to mask them.
Well, I actually don't really like that much sweetness. But what I was going to say to finish my thought earlier was that with cream pies, I like flaky crusts, super flaky, where it just kind of shatters.
Why?
I don't know. There's just something. Well, because I think the filling is creamy. So you have that sort of creamy, and then you have sort of the crunchy.
Something
whereas
to
like,
offset.
You know, like a pecan pie or a pumpkin pie or a fruit pie, I kind of like a softer dough.
Well, I'm convinced that, you know, the pie cake issue really for me always seems to come down to, are you a frosting person or a pie crust person?
Yes.
I mean, that ultimately, I think, is the question that you have and what makes one love one and one love the other. I don't particularly love pie crust. To me, a lot of it tastes really lardy. And, you know, unless it's flaky, I'm in the flaky category for sure. I'm just not a big fan. But to follow your lead, I do love cream pies so much more than fruit pies, me personally. Mm. And so maybe that's why I'm a flaky pie crust girl. But I do think there's something to be said for this whole frosting or pie crust issue.
Let's talk to Kyle in Kansas City. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing great.
What can you add to this conversation/debate?
I've got strong feelings about this. I think pie overall is just a terrible dessert.
It's a terrible dessert. Strong words, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm pretty passionate about it. Mainly the crust. I mean, I don't think even a well-done crust tastes very good. It's not sweet enough. It's always too dry. I'll take a cake any day of the week.
Where's your favorite cake in town?
I don't know. You know, I don't know that I necessarily have a favorite cake in town. I like pretty much any cake out there. You know, I'll eat a funfetti cake made out of the box mix over a world-class pie.
Wow. Kyle feels very strongly. Thank you for the call, Kyle.
Yep.
Okay, so in our room full of pie people, we have been talking about what makes a good crust, but let's talk about where in Kansas City you go to get the good pies. We've heard a few cake recommendations. Jenny, where do you go for your favorite pie?
Oh, my favorite pie. I don't know that I have a place. I would tell you that most of mine tend to circulate around the restaurants I'm eating at. You know, I don't know that I would necessarily go to a bakery to get pie. So I tend to kind of come across pie when I'm eating out in restaurants and I want something sweet to end my meal. I think most recently the best pie that I've had in Kansas City has been at the Rieger. It's their honey pie. And Tony Glemkowski, who is the GM there, was the one that brought the recipe to them. And they served it through the fall, I think it was. And I literally went home and sat down with recipe books to make that pie. And I've made it now several times since then. And so I think that's where inspiration for me comes from. If I eat something out in a restaurant and it's so incredible and I'm still thinking about it the next day and I want to make it myself at home, that that to me is great. But the honey pie is really interesting. It's a custard filling. It had a little bit of lavender, touch of lavender in it, and really lovely flaky pie crust. I don't think it's on the menu right now. They appear to have a s'mores pie that sounds pretty tasty. But yeah, they're the honey pie at the Rieger.
And the honey pie, it sounds, from what you're describing, if it were me and I was eating in a restaurant and inspired to go make something at home, I guess that would usually mean that there was something that I felt I could decipher about it. Like it wasn't totally this complex thing that was going to be beyond my ability or imagination to kind of recreate. Is there a simplicity to that honey pie?
Well, I mean, the only simplicity to it is probably the fact that it's mostly honey that goes into the filling and I think a few eggs. So it is a fairly simple filling. But, you know, it's all about the pie crust. If you get the pie crust wrong, the whole pie is going to be not right. So I've had to practice. I was not a natural born pie crust maker, I would tell you, in my home kitchen. So that took a lot of expertise. But yeah, you know, and I think in the beginning I would just buy a store-bought pie crust. But nowadays, I am dedicated to trying to figure out the art of doing it. So
Jenny Vergara's recommended the honey pie at the Rieger Hotel and Grill and Exchange. Mary?
I would have to say rye. Megan makes fabulous pies of all kinds. I'm partial to the Mocan pie, which is chock full of walnuts and pecans and chocolate. I mean, you got to have molasses in there, too. But I like the chocolate and nut combination. That's hard to beat. Gooey.
Okay, so that's at rye, and you're recommending the Mocan pie. Bonjuang, you're a fan of the rye pies as well.
I am. The cream pies there, Jenny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Coconut cream. Let's talk about it. Yeah, banana cream.
But both of them are very good at rye. But the place that I want to talk about is Town Topic, actually. They have these icebox pies that they get from Golden Boy, which is a local, I think they're in Kansas somewhere.
They have the coolest trucks. Have you ever seen the Golden Boy truck? It's just retro awesome.
But I can't say about all their pies, but I've had a number of their fruit pies, but their coconut cream pie is also pretty good. The crust is super flaky.
The flakiness of crust with a cream pie seems to be the real
thing for you. Yeah, and the other thing I have to say is that at the Town Topic, when you order your pie a la mode, they'll ask you if you want it warmed. And the first time I ordered it, the woman said, okay, she said, okay, we'll warm it for you. It'll take a moment because we don't have a microwave. So as I'm eating this pie afterwards, I'm talking to my friend. I'm noticing how lardy it is. I'm like, do you taste how much pork there is in this pie? And my friend was like, yeah, it tastes very porky. And so I asked the woman, I said, is there a lot of lard in this? Why is it taste? She's like, oh, no. She's like, look over there. And they were heating up another pie on the griddle. That was how they heat up their pie. They put it in a pie tin. They invert another pie tin over it and pour water around it to create steam. So you get a little bit of else is on the griddle with it. But it's an interesting way of heating up the pie. But
would you consider that a good thing or a bad thing or just in a category called interesting?
I'd say it's interesting. I mean, it's character.
Yeah. And I'm partial to berry pies, and so it's always got to be a la mode. And to my way of thinking, it always has to be warm.
Yeah, if anyone out there knows a good blueberry pie, I'm looking for one.
Well, let's hear from Conrad in Kansas City. Hi, Conrad.
Hello.
Well, first of all,
in the spirit of arbitration, I would like to offer a compromise. One word, cobbler. It's the best of both worlds. You have cake, you have pie. And you could even add a poor man's frosting, a little ice cream, or something like that. Cobbler. Discuss.
Okay, well, first of all, Mary Block, I have to tell you, the look on your face when he suggested adding frosting to a cobbler was priceless.
Well, I just can't quite envision that, Gina. I'd go definitely for the cobbler and the ice cream, but maybe I'd skip the frosting.
Oh, a little sugar drizzle, you know, something light.
But I am more partial to a cobbler or a crisp or a crumble. I don't care that much about the crust itself. I really like the filling. And so I suppose you couldn't say it's a pie, but the crisp at Cafe Sebastian is wonderful. And Jennifer has a different one seasonally. And her topping is in the little cookbook from the Cafe Sebastian cookbook. And I make it all the time. It's really easy and wonderful.
What makes it stand out among crisps and cobblers?
I don't know. I mean, it's just, you know, flour and butter and a little sugar, but it's just the right combination, I guess.
So it's more of a streusel topping, that one is.
It is, but it doesn't have any oatmeal.
Okay. So it's more of a streusel.
Yep.
So cobbler, crisp, the idea that these are compromises between pie and cake, what do you think of the idea of somehow merging these two? Do we need to, is there a voice for purism in this room?
Definitely. Especially if you're going to put frosting on a cobbler.
Well, would Boston cream pie be a mix between, it's got vanilla pudding as a, pie filling?
Boston cream pie is not pie. That is cake.
That is cake.
That is definitely cake. It is baked in a pan and it is batter. Well, you know, that to me then is a cake. I think for a cobbler, I find it, I mean, I don't know what kind of cobbler that gentleman was referring to, but I don't know that I would consider a cobbler a hybrid. I would consider cobbler, if anything, more to be more of a lazy man's pie instead of a cake.
Well, I'm guessing that he's got one that's more like a scone topping with the cream and everything to make it more
probably
cakey.
Let's hear from Richard in Kansas City, Missouri. Good morning, Richard.
Hi there. I'm a pie person, but my mother, she was Czech, you know, from, we should call it Bohemia. She's really old, you know, was old. But so she would make, when I was little, lemon meringue pie for my birthday or coconut cream pie. So she'd make these really good crusts, which is key to me, to good, well, extremely important in pies. And in cakes, she would make these kind of tort-like things. So she'd like, you know, it has maybe four layers with things like raspberry preserves or apricots and things like that. And then, you know, they're good, and usually with whipped cream, or you can just put powdered sugar. So then finally, when I got older, she made this German apple cake, which is kind of the consistency, I would say, of a carrot cake, but it's got chopped up apples in it, pecans, or if she remembered to save them from Christmas, hazelnuts, which is real typical.
Richard.
And coconut. Yeah, and coconut.
Is there a place in town where you go to get cakes or pies that remind you of the kind of stuff your mom used to make?
I go to Andre's, and I live right next door, so it's kind of a dangerous location here. But I tried, you can buy them kind of a little cut up. But that's definitely what I'm familiar with.
So another vote for Andres in the South Plaza. And Richard's call makes me think about that he's talking about what his Czech or Bohemian mother used to make. We haven't really addressed different cultural cake-making traditions. Are there either within the United States regional traditions to discuss or internationally just different cake-making, heritage?
Well, if you think about a pecan pie, it started in the South, and you're going to have a lot of, you know, Southern influence there. It spreads across the country. Everybody eats them now, but that's probably where it started. And Boston cream pie, I have to assume, started in Boston.
Yeah, and then there are Southern cakes like the hummingbird cake that we had a caller call in about, and also the red velvet cake, also usually identified with the South.
And chess pie, isn't that Southern?
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard about the European cake-making tradition, but would you think of pie as something that's more quintessentially American, or is that just me making an assumption?
I think it is pretty American.
In fact, I did read something about it started with the Pilgrims.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I know that there have been, you know, pies in England, meat pies, but fruit pies, sweet pies. Yeah, American.
More sweet things are on our menu. When we return, I'm Gina Kaufman, and this is a food show on Central Standard. Our critics are recommending great pies and cakes in Kansas City. We want your recommendations, too. 816-235-2888. I'm Gina Kaufman, here with Central Standard's food critics, Bonjwing Lee, Mary Block, and Jenny Vergara. Charles Ferruza is out today, but he'll be back for our next food session. Our topic this morning is pie versus cake, but we're coming around to the idea that they're both pretty good. Call 816-235-2888 to weigh in on the best pie or cake in town. We've got lots of callers, and we'll be getting right to them, but I want to be sure our critics each get the chance to toss in at least one more recommendation for a great pie or cake today. Jenny.
Okay, so I know I've already confessed that I'm a pie lover, but I'm going to suggest a cake from Succotash, the infamous 8-layer citrus cake with the Smurf blue frosting. And It is just, it's such a novelty to me, but it, like
visually.
I said, visually, it is such a novelty. But I have to tell you, I'm, like I said, I've already confessed that I'm a citrus fan. So to me, it just hits all the right notes. And my mom used to make those Jell-O poke cakes with toothpicks and then pouring Jell-O over like a white cake that would, so it would absorb the color. So I think it's the colorfulness also that kind of appeals to me, but I'm...
Yeah, can you describe it for those who haven't seen it?
It's a ginormous piece of cake, and you basically get a piece of it, and there are literally 8 pretty tall, inch-thick probably, layers of, you know, lemon, lime, orange,
pastel
grapefruit.
Pastel colors.
Pastel colors. It's a rainbow-colored cake, basically, and it has a thick smear of this Smurf blue. I always call it Smurf blue because that's the color to me. Smurf blue frosting on it, so I love it.
So that's succotash, and mm-hmm. that's over at, where is that?
That's off of Cherry? Question mark. I believe it is. It's just down from
it's on Holmes.
Oh, it's on Holmes. Thank
about
you.
About 26 and Holmes. I'm partial to flourless chocolate cake, and I'm guessing that it's the flour is why I don't usually like basic cake. It's really dense, really chocolatey. Often has coffee in it, and that is, to me, the perfect cake. Capital Grille has a fabulous one. Stories is guised in the form of what they call a torte, but that's basically what it is.
So Capital Grille and Story are your recommendations for flourless chocolate cake.
I really like them wherever I see them, but those are the two that come to mind right now.
Bonjuing?
Okay, this is kind of cheating, but if I'm going to give a cake recommendation, I'm going to give a shout out to Hannah's Donuts. It's on 34th Street in Kansas City, Kansas, near Shawnee Drive. And I'm a sucker for blueberry cake donuts, and they have them. So when it comes to donuts, I actually like cake. I don't know why. I prefer them.
So in the shape of a circle with a hole in the middle.
Yep, it is. It's a cake in the shape of a donut, right?
A thing inside a thing.
Let's talk to Christopher in Brookside. Hi, Christopher.
Good morning, y'all.
What can you recommend?
Well, I just recently found a place over at 80th and Paseo, of all places, called These Sweet Treats, and I got the sweet potato pie, and it was very fresh, very creamy, sweetness was excellent, just was shocked. They have all sorts of pastries and pies. I think she told me they'd remodeled and been there about 7 years, and I never thought I'd find that around 80th and Paseo.
So you found V's Sweets and Treats, and you liked the sweet potato pie. Tell us a little more about that sweet potato pie you had.
Crust was excellent. It was flaky. I agree. Cream pies, like my mother's great strawberry cream pie, you want a really flaky crust, or with a banana cream pie. So the crust was flaky. The sweet potato consistency was excellent, and it was just a well-balanced, great pie at a good price.
Thanks so much, Christopher.
Okay, enjoy. Bye.
And now let's talk to Matthew. Matthew is calling us from Mission. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning. I haven't heard you guys mention bundt cakes on the program, and I thought I'd bring that up. It's my favorite type of cake as a pie person.
We've got a lot of pie people today. I'm not sure what the meaning is there, but go on. Tell us where you get a bundt cake and maybe explain a little bit about what a bundt cake is.
I've actually never seen a place where you can get bundt cake in Kansas, which I know that we're supposed to be talking about restaurants in Kansas. But that's like my mom can't make your standard regular cake to save her life. But I grew up with bundt cake, which she can make really well. A bundt cake is closer, I would say, to a muffin actually than a cake. Well, it's a cake, but it's got fruit in it. It's got a very thin frosting, if a frosting at all. And speaking of circular cakes, generally comes in a mold that is circular.
Yeah, that's what I pictured was that round bundt cake mold, but I'm not quite sure what the definition of a bundt cake is still.
I think it's the pan. It's a bundt pan that has the ridges in it. And typically, if it has any coating, it's an icing, not a frosting, mm-hmm. so it doesn't have the cream.
Right. And actually, Jude's rum cakes are technically mini bundt cakes.
They are
right.
technically mini bundt cakes.
Now we've got Cody in Kansas City on the line. Hi, Cody.
Hi, how's it going?
Great. How about you?
Pretty good. I'm calling in because I know it's a ways out there. It's out down at the Ozarks, and it's in Warsaw. But I have had the best pie I've ever had anywhere, and it's a cream cheese pie. And I've never heard of it anywhere else except this place having it.
What's the name of the place?
It's called the Common Ground Cafe.
Okay, I would love to be able to keep you longer, but the sound there was not great. So has anyone here heard about the Common Ground Cafe?
No. But the cream cheese pie just brings to mind cheesecake.
Which is another mashup between cake and pie, perhaps.
Yeah. Any great recommendations for cheesecake in town?
You know, of the cakes, cheesecake is my least favorite.
All right, I have one. A fair. Martin Hauser does an amazing house-made cheesecake at a fair.
And I will say this about that cheesecake. It's a German. I think he uses quark.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's very similar to Japanese cheesecake, which is a lighter form of cheesecake. It's almost as if it's a souffle.
Right.
And those are delicious. I would have to say yes.
I'm the heavy cream cheese.
Oh, you like the traditional New York cheese?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
New York, yeah.
Again, Capital Grille. And I don't usually promote chains, but that's another one that has a really good dense cheesecake.
So Capital Grille, if you're going for the dense cheesecake, and if you are not into that and want to explore the lighter side of cheesecake, a fair.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that what
I'm
hearing?
It's more like, it's like almost like sponge cake.
Mm-hmm.
We have some listeners who are chiming in and asking questions. And does anyone here know where to find something called cherry pie rolls?
Like a hand pie?
That's what I'm guessing. We've just got this.
Maybe like vanilla cake with the cherry gel filling.
Like a jelly roll.
Huh. I think we're guessing, but.
I don't know.
No. Never heard of it.
No.
We've also got we've got some responses to some of the things we've asked before. Sam has called in to say that real buttercream is whipped egg, simple syrup, and butter and flavoring. No confectioner's sugar. He tells us that this is Andre's recipe.
Okay. That's possible that this is more, that's a version of buttercream.
So, more recommendations from our critics.
Well, let's see. Oh, I've got one. How about Market 3, the peanut butter pie at Market 3, which is in the River Market. The pastry chef there is Megan Kendall. Her and her husband are getting ready to open the Homesteader Cafe in the old Arun's Thai Place grill space. And I ran into her and was talking with her, and she said, oh, I make the best peanut butter pie. It's the best seller down there. And I looked at the picture on the website and raced as fast as I could down there. It's a chiffon peanut butter pie, which means it just has whipped cream kind of mixed in with the peanut butter filling. And it looks like it's just a mile high. It's delicious. So
I like the upper crust pies. They do service some restaurants and they're in Overland Park and also in the basement of Pride's in Westport.
What are there certain flavors of pie there that you especially like?
I'm partial to cherry and blueberry, and they've got really
What's
good
the
ones.
Pie that they make that's the mixed berry that's got the cute, I want to say brambleberry. They call it something or something really cute.
Is it Marionberry?
No. It's not a berry. It's like all the berries mixed together, and they give it a real cute name. And I want to say it's like, because I remember going, what's a brambleberry? And they were like, well, it's just kind of everything that comes off a bramble.
Mm. Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Are there trends in either pie or cake right now that we should be taking note of before we're out of here today?
I have one. How about everything's small, right? So small hand pies or cupcakes, you know, full-size cakes being shrunk down into cupcake form. I think the miniaturization of pie and cake is kind of interesting right now. We're seeing a lot of that. And then the other thing in terms of pie is the more rustic galette, which is just kind of like a rough dough where you just kind of pile the fruit in the middle and then just fold basically roughly all of this crust kind of up and around it. Those seem to be on the cover of every magazine this summer.
Yeah, I think there is actually a resurgence of pie right now, thankfully for us. But going on the crostata or what you just described, there's one at the Heirloom Hearth and Bakery, a strawberry basil one that I had recently that was really good.
And that's it, the Heirloom Hearth and...
That's right.
On 63rd Street.
In Brookside, yep.
Okay, let's talk to Katie. She's calling from Holden, Missouri. Hi, Katie.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How about you? What can you recommend?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Galley's Smokehouse Grill here in Holden, Missouri, has the best triple chocolate brownie pie in the world. And it's warm. It's served warm, and it's all soft and melty and chocolatey in the middle. And Cricket puts really good vanilla ice cream and whipped cream on the side. It is amazing. And
I feel like you just described every possible dessert in one dish. Can you say
it's so good?
Where is this again?
It's at Galley's Smokehouse Grill in downtown Holden, Missouri.
So that's our recommendation from our caller Katie in Holden, Missouri. Any final words from our critics on cake versus pie? Any transformations?
I think I'm still in the pie
I'm
camp.
I'm still pie, but you do you, you know. You just got to eat what you like. So.
That's a wrap for our pie versus cake show. Thanks for playing, everyone. A list of the best pies and cakes in and around Kansas City will be online later today, so that'll be a handy reference material you can go back to whenever the sweet tooth strikes. Mary Block of Around the Block, thanks for your recommendations.
My pleasure.
And Bonjuing Lee, Ulterior Epicure, great having you today.
It's been fun. Thank you.
Jenny Vergara of Feast Magazine, I would have never known you were a pie person. You had lots of cake recommendations. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Charles Ferruza of The Pitch will be back next time. Monday, tune in to Central Standard for a breakdown of major headlines through the lens of class issues. Plus, remembering the Pine Tar Game, which happened 32 years ago today. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross, with Fridays by Jen Chen. We get lots of help from Andrea Tudhope and Katie Knight. Linda Scher runs the board for us every day. Our theme music is by Spoonbender Labs right here in Kansas City. I'm Gina Kaufman. Have a great weekend, everyone.